Chris, do we have any National Guard up here in this area? I heard that some were deployed by the governor.
So the National Guard is being deployed around Idaho. So out at the Coeur d'Alene, you make it by and look at all the aircraft that we have out at the Coeur d'Alene Airport. We have the heavy tankers in there. We're very fortunate in the last year, Dauntless, who's out of Minnesota, are moving their headquarters, my understanding, and a big portion of their aircraft are the single engine aircraft, the seats. And they are based out of Coeur d'Alene now. And so we have those three. We have a helicopter, can handle hot shots, their crews. But now we also have the big Chinooks that have been flying out here. So we have, I look of it, and I was just driving by, it looked like we had somewhere around 12 large heavy aircraft supporting. Wow. And then we have the seats. It looks like they're running probably, what I've seen in the air is three. And because I think they have them spread out through the area, a heavy helicopter, the Chinook, and then we have the Panhandle Hotshot. So they're bringing in extra resources from around the country in here. The National Guard will be used. A lot of them are, depending on what their specialty is, a lot of them will use, they'll have ground crews out there. They'll also be doing logistics and heavy equipment operators. The Idaho National Guard out of Post Falls, they're heavy equipment operators. So they will probably end up using them for that purpose of it. Also, when it comes to logistics, the military, you can't beat them when it comes to logistics. Forest Service and Idaho Department of Lands, they do a great job. But we have we're very fortunate to have our guard out there that are volunteer soldiers that are protecting the community. So it's we can't ask for a better group of guys and women out there helping us out there. So. Any other questions?
I have a question. Yeah. The Mockins Bay Fire Station.
Yes.
Now, is that still all volunteer?
Yes, it is. And so our last volunteer, John Grimaldi, sold his cabin last spring out there. So right now we don't have any volunteers out there that are qualified to be able to respond out there. We don't have any apparatus out there at this time. But we do use it for the Forest Service in Idaho Department of Lands, because it's Forest Service lands. They will use that. If we have any type of conflicts or anything fires out there, they have full operations to be able to use that center out there. Okay. Also, the Forest Service has been using it for the last two seasons during the winter time and in the spring doing smoke monitoring out on the lake. So they've been setting up and reading and taking the smoke particles and recording from all the different fires that go on that are out there. Unfortunately, we can't keep it all year round. They hope to get one out there to be able to monitor the smoke and air quality out there. But it's mobile, and when these fires pop up, they pack them up and they move them to other areas to be able to use it. But yes, fortunately, all our volunteers of aged out or retired to be able to keep up with that. And with our standards now, they have to. The commitment for a volunteer firefighter, they have to have 20 hours of training monthly on top of being able to pull shifts. That's to be able to meet the safety requirements from the state, insurance rating board, and NFPA requirements, and just safety standards on that. So it makes it, it's kind of like going to if you've been in any restaurants around town, there's nobody, they have for hire help. Lobbies are closed. Mm-hmm. They can't get enough people to be able to do anything. Trying to get people to volunteer, you know, be a firefighter for free, it's pretty, nobody wants to do it. The Idaho Department of Lands is having a hard time hiring young 18-year-olds, college students to be working the fire lines this year. And it's very, very unfortunate. It's a change in culture, you know. It used to be a civic duty. That's how I started it. But to others, it's they want to they want to see the money in their pocket, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's just part of it, just change in society on that portion of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.